Michael Jackson footage surfaces, and gaming's AI labor reckoning lands a CEO in crisis. Unseen footage of Michael Jackson, shot between 2000 and 2003 by filmmaker Mark Chaffelle, has surfaced ahead of an all-archival documentary opening in theaters on August 29th. The years covered overlap with the period leading to Jackson's 2003 arrest on child molestation charges, which resulted in his acquittal in 2005. Chaffelle worked closely with Jackson during that period and was later sued by the Jackson estate over financial disputes, making the provenance and editorial framing of any footage he controls a subject of immediate scrutiny. The cultural conversation around Jackson has effectively split into two audience communities since the 2019 film Leaving Neverland presented detailed testimony from two accusers: those who treat the music and the performer as separable from the allegations, and those who do not. The Jackson estate has consistently disputed those accounts and pursued legal action. A new archival documentary entering that environment will be received very differently, depending on which community is watching. The August 29th release date positions it for Labor Day weekend, which has historically performed well for documentaries with broad general interest appeal. In the gaming industry, Saber Interactive CEO Matt Karch made public statements broadly interpreted as mocking a writer whose job was being replaced by AI tools, a flashpoint that triggered swift and broadly unified condemnation from developers, designers, writers, and publishers across studio sizes and geographies. Karch subsequently issued a private apology to the writer, Stella Sacco, which she accepted. The corporate apology's scripted quality limits its meaning, but the incident itself will be cited in labor negotiations for years. The Screen Actors Guild and equivalent game writers organizations have been building a case-by-case record of what AI replacement looks like in practice. Karch's pre-apology statements, whatever their precise wording, are now part of that record in a way that cannot be fully retracted. Writing, concept art, and voice work are the roles most visibly threatened by generative AI tools in game production, making the industry particularly attuned to moments that clarify what employer attitudes actually are when the cameras are not entirely off.